Welcome to the Be Fit to Sit podcast. I'm your host, physiotherapist Kim Siddons, and I hope to equip and encourage you as we talk about healthy exercise, ergonomics, posture, and practical self-care strategies to help you feel and function your best at your desk and beyond. So if you, your family, or your colleagues spend a fair bit of time at your desk or using screens, tune in because this podcast is for you. Welcome to episode 5 of the Be Fit to Sit podcast. I'm your host, physiotherapist Kim Siddons, and today we're going to discuss your best energy boosting break. We've talked in other episodes, particularly episodes 1 and 2, about how little breaks of movement sprinkled throughout your day really help improve your energy levels by your metabolism and also help you feel and function your best at your desk because you're switching on anti-slouching muscles, you're getting your joints moving, and you're also helping stimulate better mental health via excellent concentration, feeling focused, more creative, all those amazing things. So today I want you to help dive a little bit deeper into what might be your best movement break, the thing or things that you might be able to decide upon implementing in your daily routine so that you start to really put this into action so you can start to feel amazing. I really want to help equip and inspire you so that you start to feel you're capable of helping yourself take strain off your body and feel fabulous, much more energized and way less fatigued and sluggish and stiff and sore while you're studying, while you're learning, while you're working and doing all sorts of tasks that you might be doing in sitting, even driving or commuting to and from school or work. So let's have a little bit of a think about what is going to suit you. Everybody is so different in respect to what lights up their world, what really helps them feel amazing. So to help you decide on what is going to help inspire you the most and get the most out of your body, firstly, understand that there is no right or wrong. That is the good news. This is not an episode that's going to tell you what you must do. We're just going to throw up some options and get your creative juices flowing as to some ideas around what might best help you and what might best work for you. Sometimes what we'd really like to do is just not feasible. So we need to balance out what is our ideal and what is actually achievable. So all these little things we're going to talk about today will hopefully help you prioritize and also start to nut out what's going to best help you. So I want you to start to have a think about what your motivation is, what's going to drive you to making a concerted effort and really being intentional about sprinkling some little movement breaks into your day. Some ideas about what your motivation might be your energy levels. You might decide, oh, I just feel so tired all the time. I'm feeling so sluggish, so lethargic. So your motivation for your movement breaks might be more centered around boosting your energy levels. Someone else, their main motivation might be the fact that they're feeling quite sore, that pain is their motivation. They've got this nagging ache in the back of their neck or shoulders or low back that they really want to try and get on top of and break that pain cycle or stiffness and soreness cycle. So pain or strain or soreness is actually their motivation. Someone else might be motivated more about around the fact that they're sick of feeling like they've got an awful slouched posture and they don't like their posture, something about it in particular. And so improving their posture might be a motivation behind the movement break that they're, or breaks that they're going to decide on implementing. Someone else might be motivated by weight loss. They might realize that all those hours they're spending sitting, whether it's work or commuting or in their downtime when they're relaxing after hours, that their metabolism has slowed down and they're sick of not being able to lose weight. And so boosting their metabolism might be the main consideration behind their movement breaks. Other people might be feeling really stressed out, very tense. And so they recognize that their movement breaks need to be centered around something that's going to help them calm, reduce their stress levels, and get them out of that cycle of high cortisol levels and stress. Another idea might actually be that you're feeling so distracted and you can't concentrate. So you want to try and harness a movement break or use a movement break so that it really helps you focus. When you've finished it, you get down and dirty and you're focused. So that's another idea of a motivation. So I hope that gives you a bit of an idea around what having a little bit of a deeper think. What is your main motivation behind your movement break? What is your motivation? Either write it down if you're somewhere where you can actually write, or jot a note in your phone or tablet or whatever you're watching on, or if you're driving, take a mental note. What is the thing that is going to motivate you to take regular breaks throughout your day so that you are boosting your energy levels or reducing strain on your body, improving your posture, targeting those sore, painful areas, improving your metabolism so that you can kickstart your weight loss, feeling more calm, more creative, more concentrating, focused? What's your motivating factor? Might be a mixture of everything. So there might be lots and lots of facets. I know that I would love to target lots of things and lots of those areas, but maybe I'll pick my top couple and I'll make sure that my movement breaks that I sprinkle throughout my day are going to cover off on achieving some of those things that I'm working, that I'm motivated towards addressing. So once I've got my motivating factors, I'm going to think about ways that I might achieve that. Now, when you're thinking about your ways that you might achieve it, just bear in mind it has to be easy for you to do. We don't want such a high barrier of entry that it's not going to be feasible. So, for example, you might want to target weight loss, but you know that it's really hard for you to actually get a period of time in your working day to actually get your heart rate up enough to kickstart your metabolism the way you would like. You can't find that half hour period during your lunch break to consistently get away, put your joggers on, get some activewear on, to get away from your desk to do half an hour of exercise that we know is going to help, really help turn your metabolism around. That might be not achievable for you on a consistent basis. So how can we break it down into something that's a little bit more easy for you to do with a lower barrier of entry that's still going to help move the needle and move you along in achieving your goal? Don't put such high standards on what you're going to do that you never achieve it, because that's a recipe for disaster and it's not going to help you feel successful in what you've started. I want you to break it down and find something that's going to be easy and achievable for you to do. The other factor you need to consider is it's something that you enjoy, that you're going to feel good about, not something that you hate doing. For example, if you hate dancing, if you hate doing dance moves, then that would not be a great thing for you to try in your movement break, to help boost your energy levels and your metabolism. That's not going to be appropriate for you. So that's just a silly example. But pick something that you're actually going to enjoy. Let's have a little think then about the difference between those types of movement breaks. So if you are wanting to sprinkle in a little movement break throughout your day that is going to boost your energy levels, it would be something that is a little bit faster paced, a little bit more movement based than just going for a wander up and down the hallway. So one example of a movement break could be getting up from your desk and wandering up and down the hallway at work, or going to see someone at a nearby workstation to have a little discussion with. That is a movement break. It can be as simple as that. But if you're really wanting to boost your energy levels, that's probably not going to be really enough to switch on your brain, your metabolism, to really boost your energy. So you might decide to do something a little bit more intentional that's a little bit faster paced. So you might stand up from your desk and do some little ins and outs with your feet, or move your arms in a little bit of a faster way. You could even, if you wanted to, just swing your legs fast under your desk, or tap your legs underneath your desk, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, in a really fast manner, crossing over. So you're really getting your left, right brain going. You might even do your hands on your thighs, flipping backwards and forwards, and crossing over, tapping on something. So something a little bit faster to energize you, particularly if it's going to involve cross body movements and moving outside your center of gravity. Something that's going to help stimulate you a little bit more, rather than something that's more slow paced, calming and controlled. Does that make sense? Have a little think about something that you might like to do that's along those lines. It might be, if you've, particularly if you're working from home, or if you've got your own office and it doesn't really matter about who's looking, you might want to do a little series of high knees jogging, or kickbacks, or scissor jumps, or star jumps, something that's going to up the ante and get your heart rate going a little bit more. The possibilities are endless. The same goes for if you're wanting to kickstart your metabolism a little bit more towards losing some weight. The same sort of things apply, where you would want to get your heart rate going a little bit. So those 2 minutes of movement that we talk about, little bits of movement, but very often, so every half hour or even every 20 minutes, if you just did a couple of little bits of short bursts of activity to increase your heart rate, get your limbs moving, your circulation going. It might even be a dance break, where I said some people will hate that, but some people will think, oh, that's amazing. I just put my earphones in and just listen to a tune, get up from my desk, and even if it's a covert little boogie, some sort of little tiny dance break that I can just quickly and easily do, even that's going to help boost your energy levels, get your heart rate up, and be on the road to achieving that desired outcome that you're motivated towards, of improving your energy levels, improving your metabolism so you can start to lose weight. That's an idea around that type of motivation for an energy break. You might even get more inspired to get away from your desk and get out into nature. Outside is another way to really help yourself start to improve your energy levels, because you can pick up the pace a little bit. You can do some faster walking. You might even go around the park and use, if there's a park nearby, some benches, and you could actually do some little bench push-ups or dips or something that's a little bit different. Anyway, there's another just little idea about what you might do to get up, get moving, get away from your desk, stimulate your energy levels and your metabolism. The other thing on the opposite end of that, I did mention how you might recognize that your movement breaks need to be focused around calming yourself, relieving tension and relieving stress and strain. So your movement breaks sprinkled throughout your day might look a whole heap different, or at different times when you recognize that your stress levels are getting up there, even off the charts, you could use a movement break in those times to really help rein it in, center yourself, and reduce your stress levels. So an idea of the type of movement break you might pull on or draw on or think about in those times might be some deep breathing. So as we all think about now, just taking a nice deep breath in right down into the base of our lungs and then out again, we can feel how that just helps to take a load of the world off our shoulders, improve our oxygen to our brain, and release some happy hormones, some endorphins that are really going to help center us and draw us out of that cycle of stress. And so we can use that type of breathing break. You might have some breathing techniques that you have used before, either deep breathing, paced breathing, particularly breathing down low into your ribs. So I often say to people, put your hands on your ribs to feel down low and try and fill up the bottom of your lungs on both sides and even around the back. So you feel you're getting lots of breath right into those lungs and then breathe out again. And do that a few times until you feel you've slowed your breathing right down and oxygenated the very deepest recesses of your lungs. That is really relieving for tension and tightness, and particularly even tightness around your chest and upper back. So you could use that as a little technique. The other thing you could do is use that time of deep breathing to actually reverse your posture. And by reversing your posture, that would mean get your arms up as much as is possible or elbows up. You could put your hands on your shoulders and draw your elbows back as you take a nice deep breath to open out the front of your chest. So we're really wanting to open out our chest, feel our shoulder blades come together behind us at the back, so that we're using our anti-slouching muscles, opening our chest, and that takes a whole heap of tension away. If it's comfortable for you, you might even put your hands behind your head. You wouldn't want to be driving doing this. You could do it with your hands on the steering wheel, but hands behind your head, taking your nice deep breaths in. And as you breathe out, you take your elbows that little bit wider to stretch across the front of your chest even more. So breathing in and out with your hands behind your head really helps reverse that stressed and scrunched up posture and alleviate a whole heap of tension off your body. That's one easy way to do a calming, tension-relieving movement break, along obviously with specific stretches for areas of your body like your neck, your hips. And we have done that in lots of the little videos I post on the Kim Siddons Physio Facebook page. You can definitely, or the Workstation Wellness Physio Facebook page, both those pages have lots of little tips about stretches that you can do for those particular problems. It's a little bit more difficult to explain them over a podcast. The other thing you can do is tap into the resources I've put forward for free on my website, kimsiddonsphysio.com.au. You can grab the 4 best exercises you can do at your desk, and those exercises encompass some of those stretches plus a few others that you can do to help relieve your posture problems and stiffness and soreness. So that's the other area I definitely wanted to mention, because it's my favorite reason to do a movement break, would be to relieve pain and strain or stiffness and soreness from my body. So if you haven't already grabbed those free desk exercises, it's a little video, make sure you do that, because it will show you in detail what you can do to relieve strain on your body and switch on anti-slouching muscles. But to get very good bang for your buck in your movement break to relieve strain on your body, I think the best way is to do some movement that involves moving outside of that stiff zone that we tend to be in when we are facing a computer or leaning over a device. We tend to be in the forward-facing position, sitting on our bottom for a very long period of time. Now, hopefully we're breaking it up regularly with our movement breaks, but cumulatively throughout the day, we do tend to be in that static posture for a lot of it. So our movement breaks should get us out of that posture. And this also helps to improve your posture. So if your motivation is to improve your posture, then similar breaks to relieving stiffness and soreness. You would want to incorporate some movements up out of the sitting position. So standing, they might be little mini lunges from side to side or stretching one leg back behind you to do a calf and a hip flexor or front of a hip stretch. Some sort of movement of your legs side to side and backwards. Because let's face it, when we're sitting, our hips are bent. So we get very tight at the front of our hips and we get very tight on the inner thighs. So we want to make sure that we do some sort of movements, particularly or especially in standing, that move us from that sitting position. So legs going backwards, legs going from side to side in some sort of stretch or some sort of movement. If you wanted to combine it with an energy boosting idea, you just do it faster. So you do your side to side little mini lunges and backward steps a little bit faster, and then you get two birds with one stone yield in that little movement. The other thing you want to do is move your arms up and away from our body so that they're not in that forward position that we tend to be in when we're typing and mousing. So try and get your arms up wherever it's most comfortable for you, especially if you're able to and it's comfortable overhead. So if you can, clasping your hands together up above your head with particularly your palms facing the ceiling should stretch out your wrists, stretch out your forearms, and also get your shoulders up and away from the position they are in beside yourself, beside your body when you're typing or writing or mousing. So hands together up over your head if you can manage that. If that's a little bit too much strain, put your hands on your head together if you can. If that's even too much strain, put your hands on your shoulders. Wherever is comfortable for you but is up away from your body, so that they're not just so stuck beside you. So arms up, hands up is a great way to reverse tightness and tension in your upper back, neck, shoulders, and low back, because it's stretching out muscles that have become so stiff and sore from being in that typing position or writing position or mousing position for a lot of the day, or even in the driving position. Your arms are down, they're locked in, and they don't move much outside that. So once you've got your hands in their comfortable position up away from your body, see if you can do a little bit of side to side movement so that your trunk actually gets a little bit of a stretch side to side. So you might have your hands clasped together up overhead, maybe even your palms facing the ceiling, so your wrists are getting a bit of a stretch as well, and you're taking your trunk from side to side to stretch out one side of your trunk and then the other side of your trunk. You'd be surprised how when we actually do that, I'm assuming you're a little bit like me in that site. You're thinking, oh, I didn't even realize I was so tight down there. I didn't realize I had so much tightness in my trunk muscles. Well, it's often because we don't, throughout the day, we really usually, for most of us, don't give ourselves a lot of opportunity to do things overhead. Most of our activity happens down lower beside our body. The other aspect of movement we want to consider is twisting and rotation. So when we're at our desk, when we're stuck in one position in the car, or in a meeting or at a screen, we tend to not move our trunk in that rotation position very often. So it is amazing if we can incorporate some sort of rotation of our shoulders, of our head and neck, of our arms as we're doing our movement. I particularly love just the most easy way of putting our hands into a fist in front of our shoulders and one at a time just punching forwards and twisting your shoulders. So as you rotate your shoulders back and forth, punch one arm forwards and backwards, and you can feel just in that really simple movement that you're opening your chest, you're rotating your upper back, and you're also getting a little bit of rotation to your lower back, to your head and neck. It gets you out of that stuck, stiff mode that we're in when we're sitting in the one position a lot of the time. You can do it really covertly if you're in a meeting just by twisting your shoulders. I do this in the car a lot of the time when I'm driving. I rotate my shoulders back and forth while I've got my hands on the steering wheel. Otherwise, my upper back, neck and shoulders get too stiff, and before long, I start to notice soreness. So I want to try and get that little rotation in while I'm driving before the soreness comes on, because once the soreness is there, it's really hard to reverse. Well, it's much harder to reverse. So incorporating that little bit of rotation when you're sitting, you can actually help reduce strain, but help reduce the pain that you're feeling. So try and do that as often as you can. You might even find with your hips, if you get a bit sore in your low back, you can just wiggle your bottom from side to side in your seat. That's a really easy one to do at your desk, in the car while you're driving. Shift your weight from one butt cheek to the other, or lift one hip up and then down and then the other. So side to side, lifting one bottom up and down is a really easy, and it can be very discreet. I've done this in meetings and people haven't even realized, because I'm just wiggling my bottom in my chair backwards, readjusting my posture. And even that simple little movement can help keep me going and stop that stiffness and soreness settling in. So try and get some sort of rotation or side to side movement in your trunk and also in your hips throughout the day, so that you can stave off any stiffness, soreness, and sluggishness in those muscles. Plus, it also helps definitely improve your posture, switch on anti-slouching muscles, all those great things to help keep strain and pain away, and also to improve your posture. I hope that has been helpful so far to get your creative juices flowing in terms of constructing a movement break or series of a few different movement breaks that you can sprinkle in throughout your day. If you can manage it, as I briefly mentioned before, getting outside or into a different environment than you are typically in when you're working is amazing for our mental health, and also just change it up a little bit, change our scenery. So it helps our eyes be able to have something different to look at. It obviously helps just us to feel so much better when we're not just stuck in the four walls, often with very artificial light. Our brains just respond so beautifully, especially if you're wanting to improve your creativity and improve your concentration levels, to change the scenery. And if you can get outside for a small bit of your day, that will help you feel so much better. I would love to help you with deciding on what's going to best suit you for your movement break. So if you've got any questions or any suggestions, you might have come up with an amazing idea for a movement break, or you might want to ask me more about a movement break that might suit you, feel free to email me. The link is on my website. You can always contact me through kimsiddonsphysio.com.au. Follow along with more episodes of the Be Fit to Sit podcast. And I'm really looking forward to sharing more information with you that's going to help you feel and function your best at your desk in the next episode of this podcast. Have an awesome week. Have fun trying out lots of different ways that you enjoy to establish what's going to be your best movement break, or your best series of a few different types of movement break. And please let me know. Subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review if you've been inspired. And I will look forward to sharing with you next time. Bye for now.